This has been a big week in the peanut world as the Senate has finally passed the farm bill coming out of the Senate side on agriculture, nutrition, and forestry. The bill does not have any amendments on peanuts. There was no amendments offered. There were some efforts made to change the storage and handling and also another effort to change the reference price, but that was beaten down in the committee. So there are no amendments related to peanuts offered in the Senate bill that's going to the floor next. Behind the scenes, they said the senators worked together to bring out a bipartisan bill. According to Armand Morris of the Georgia Peanut Commission, said, "We are very pleased that the bill is moving forward. This is a good farm bill for all peanut regions and segments of the peanut industry, especially the Southeast. The bipartisan vote in support of the farm bill is indicative of committee's leadership working together." He said the Senate Ag Committee should be committed for a job well done. He said, "We are appreciative of the hard work of peanut state senators on the Ag Committee, including David Perdue of Georgia, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Republican from Mississippi, and John Boozman, Republican from Arkansas, who worked together to solve the peanut problems. Without representation on the Ag Committee, it would have been difficult for the votes to be heard. It was a 20-1 vote. Grassley from Iowa, who had planned to make a presentation, decided not to offer his amendments. They could come on the floor when they call it up for the final vote. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.